Elsewhere, more violence in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces killed two Palestinians and injured several others outside the Ghalandia refugee camp. Tel Aviv says a Palestinian youth was shot dead after running over three Israeli soldiers, leaving them injured. His death sparked angry protests that morphed into clashes with Israeli forces. At least one other Palestinian was killed and four more were wounded as a result. Separately, Israeli forces stormed the Dohaisha refugee camp and engaged with Palestinians. Their reports say at least seven Palestinians were injured when Israelis fired tear gas and sound bombs at them. Israel's attacks have claimed the lives of 125 Palestinians since the beginning of October. Mona Kandil joins us now via satellite from Ramallah to bring us up to speed on the recent tensions in the occupied Palestinian territories. Mona, over to you.
Well, a state of mourning had been declared in the refugee camp of Ghalandia to the north of occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds, following the killing of two Palestinians, 21-year-old Ahmed Jahashha and 29-year-old Hikmat Hamdan from the refugee camp of Ghalandia. The Israeli soldiers stormed with their armored vehicles and with undercover units stormed the refugee camp after midnight and clashed with Palestinian youths there. The Israelis claimed that both Palestinians tried to ram their cars into Israeli soldiers and managed to wound a number of them, and this is why they opened fire. But according to the Palestinians, residents of the refugee camp and the family of Ahmed al-Jahashha, they say that the Israeli soldiers murdered him in cold blood and, of course, killed the other one, because the Israelis don't need any justifications to continue killing Palestinians. It's a storm. It's a raid to the refugee camp in order to arrest a number of Palestinians accused by the Israelis having connection to the latest wave of protests since the beginning of October. Of course, the Israeli soldiers managed to raid and storm several homes and shops, causing severe damage to the properties in the refugee camp. And also, just an hour ago, a Palestinian woman was announced dead. She succumbed to her injuries that she sustained over a week ago at the Hawara checkpoint. This brings the number of Palestinians killed since the beginning of October to over 126. And the Israeli soldiers are still confiscating and withholding more than 55 bodies of those Palestinians. And as we mentioned earlier, the Israeli soldiers confiscated the bodies of Ahmed Jahashha and Hamdan, who were killed this morning in the Ghalandia refugee camp. But at the end of the day, it seems that the Palestinians are determined to go on in their protest, are vowing to continue their protest and to confront the Israeli measures in order to bring the Israeli occupation to an end, regardless to these illegal practices and illegal measures. The Israelis, on the other hand, try to convince the international community that the Palestinians are the attackers, Palestinians are terrorists, and the Israeli soldiers, the armed soldiers and the armed settlers are only defending themselves. However, what goes on proves that those are occupiers, and their atrocities have never stopped for a single day. There were statements for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this morning saying that the Israeli occupation and the ongoing settlement activity are the main reasons for the ongoing wave of violence, according to him, here in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Mona, do the Palestinians feel betrayed by the international community, the United Nations at its helm, for failing to produce any tangible action to stop the Israeli violations?
Well, there were statements and condemnations only by the United Nations and the international community. So this is why the Palestinians, from the very beginning, they never believed in the United Nations and the international community, and they don't think that they will do any pressure on the Israelis. They could only issue statements calling for Israel and Tel Aviv's regime to stop its atrocities. But on ground, nothing happened. Only actually, let's say, boycotting goods that were produced in the Israeli settlements. But on ground, nothing happened. Palestinians are still waiting for the international community, for the International Criminal Court to bring the Israelis who committed the crimes against Palestinians, especially in the Gaza Strip, in the latest war last summer. But up till the moment, nothing happened. So this is why they don't believe that the international community and the United Nations would be able to bring the rights for the Palestinians.
Thank you very much. Mona Kandil, Press News correspondent, joining us from Ramallah.